Some of you may be reeling from the thought that it is possible to disqualify ourselves and that there were still rules, read laws, in place. You really didn't understand that God was so serious about all this. When God puts a law in our path, beloved, we have a choice. Your choice at this point will empower or disempower you. Write that down and pin it all round your house. It's absolutely vital that you understand the consequences of your choices. We need to acknowledge and bow the knee to the fact that he placed laws in his universe, and gravity is one that springs easily to mind. That's a natural law. Drop something and it gravitates to the earth. It doesn't float off into the atmosphere. We understand that and we live with it. We don't even think about it. It's so much a part of life. Spiritually, there are laws too. The law of sowing and reaping is a good example. You can't sow one crop and reap another. You can sow wheat and expect potatoes if you like, but wheat is what you get. If you sow discord, strife, anger, bitterness, resentment, rebellion and independence, guess what you'll get? Laws, rules, are a part of life. And Father's primary object is to make us like his son. That is his agenda for your life. Everything in your life will be to that one end. So he needs you to align yourself with him in every aspect of your life, not just those that suit you. We must be careful what we sow. Continuously sowing resentment, rebellion and independence will not bring us into a harvest of righteousness. God's not surprised or dismayed by our behaviour. He knew what he was getting, but he does challenge us to change and he gives us the means to do so. And then he watches. Rather like a coach watching the runners and seeing those who are trying to take the shortcut, he's overseeing the whole field of runners. He's not watching to see if you win, but how you run. Whether you run according to his rules, his laws and his regulations. He's the judge, you see. And he'll hand out the prizes at the end of the race. Hear Paul on the subject in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27 in The Voice. We all know that when there's a race, all the runners bolt for the finish line, but only one will take the prize. When you run, run for the prize. Athletes in training are very strict with themselves, exercising self-control over desires. And for what? For a wreath that soon withers or is crushed or simply forgotten. This is not our race. We run for a crown that we will wear for eternity. So I don't run aimlessly. I don't let my eyes drift off the finish line. When I box, I don't throw punches in the air. I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after all this, after I've brought the gospel to others, I will be qualified to win the prize. Self-control and desires. This is upfront and personal. It affects each individual runner. They must run according to the rules or they may be disqualified, losing both their crown and their reward. The Greek word for disqualify means to be ordered to stand aside. By our behaviour, our lifestyle, we render ourselves ineligible for the reward at the end of the race. We can be half-hearted, saying yes, but in our hearts we're saying no, and we don't put our best into what we've been called to do. We've already seen that it's possible to lose our inheritance by trading or despising it. Now Paul talks about the eternal prize and reward in a similar way. He tells us we can't live sloppy and undisciplined lives if we want to win the race of life. Self-control and discipline are both words we don't like, but God doesn't shrink from using them. He knows what chocolate soldiers, what weekend warriors we are. We will try to cut across the park if we can. That's why he sent prophets to Israel for hundreds of years to get their attention, to get them to shape up, but they never heeded him. Nag, nag, nag was all they ever said. They didn't discern the voice of God speaking through them. They thought they were just men who were nagging. And they're still in the fifth cycle of discipline. And I'm nagging. Nag, nag, nag. Time to straighten up and fly right. God's rules, his laws, are designed to reveal your rebellion, resentment and independence, among other things, and to bring about a change in your behaviour. So set them all aside and run as though your life and eternal rewards depended upon it, because they do, and you'll never regret the choice.